Well, Paul, first of all then, on the injury front, as we look ahead to the Southend game, have things improved at all since we last spoke to you?
Yes, slightly. Richard Chaplow's trained fully this morning. Rob Jones didn't. He's just got a little niggle at the back of his knee, which is nothing serious. It might be a couple of days. And Paul Keegan and Danny and Gessen were looking to get back on the training pitch probably the end of this week, looking into next week. So getting there, apart from that, everything else is fine.
That is starting to get healthy then, isn't it? Is Chaplow in a state where he could start a match and play 90 minutes now, even if that's not necessarily your plan?
Yeah, without the one thing Chappie is a top professional and naturally very fit. You know, we've seen that with him in pre-season. He looks after his body ever so well. And if needed, I would have no qualms about starting on tomorrow night.
Do you look in any way to make changes at all? I mean, having seen the Wigan performance, that would be quite hard to do that.
It is, but we've got to manage the bodies as well. I thought the performance and the most pleasing thing, you know, stats are stats and all that, but we've had the fitness stats back this morning, and the energy and the fitness levels that the players showed after playing 120 minutes on the Thursday night, you know, it bodes really well going forward.
It's perhaps easy to understand then that in the last 10 minutes or so there were some tired legs there at Wigan, and watching them warm down, it looked as though they'd been running for 24 hours.
Yeah, and they had done, but you know, apart from you know, the penalty shout that they had, you know, we still felt that throughout the game we created the better chances, and on another day we would have won the game quite comfortably. You know, but the pleasing thing from my point of view, and speaking to the players this morning as well, you know, that they're really confident in how we're playing at the minute. There's a real structure about us with and without the ball. And that goes with, you know, having a really settled pre-season behind us.
Does the fact that Chaplow's not so far away, by the end of the week you're going to have Keegan and Gessen in training again? Yeah, hopefully, yeah. Does that maybe put to one side any loan plans you may well have had?
Look, we'll see how they are this week. You know, the one thing we've got, which is, you know, I think it's been apparent to a lot of people, even teams we've played against, is it's a really close-knit squad we've got here now. You know, there's a good feel-good factor around the place. You know, the fans were magnificent again on Sunday. You know, and what we have to do is make sure we keep that going, and that's by getting the result again tomorrow night.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because you spoke to us after the match at Wigan, and you're going to have, or have you had, this meeting with the hierarchy about maybe seeing what's available for loans. And it must be quite a delicate balance at the minute with things so good as they are.
It is. We don't want to, you know, we're having people getting so close back to fitness. The one thing we've tried to stay away from, and it's inevitable throughout the season that it might happen, is getting in 3, 4, 5, 6 loan players. You know, we're very aware that it's a really, really good group we've got. Close knit, all work hard for each other, all pull each other through. And you don't want to upset that by bringing in, especially short-term loans, you know, because people could be here for 4 weeks, 6 weeks, and then gone again, then somebody else comes in, which is what's happened previously. So, you know, by the end of the week, with the ones that are coming back, you know, Jack Mackay is very close as well. We'll have a much better idea about where we are then.
Have you had that meeting? I know it's only Tuesday today, and we saw you on Sunday.
No, I was away watching two games yesterday, and you know, training this morning. I'm away watching a game tonight, and then we'll get the game tomorrow, which probably fits in well by reassessing everybody at the end of the week.
If there is one thing at the moment of the three games that we've seen of Doncaster Rovers thus far, it's just taking those chances, isn't it? I mean, that's the thing at the moment. If there's anything wrong at the moment, it's not taking them.
It is, but I really do, you know, I'm not trying to cover anything up here. I really do feel more just unlucky on Sunday. You know, the goalkeeper's made a fantastic save from Andy Williams. You know, Harry's had his chance in the first couple of minutes, which he knows he should do better with. But then to have three cleared off the line and hit the bar, and I still think, looking back again, we have sort of camera frame of mind that we should have had two penalties, and I really do feel that rather than us not missing loads of chances, I just felt Lady Luck didn't shine on us. On the positive side, you know, it was a clean sheet. Defensively we looked really sound. You know, you take the goal that we gave Bury, whatever way you want to put it, you know, with two league games and two clean sheets in my eyes, and that always gives you a base going forward.
From what we've seen of the makeup of Doncaster Rovers so far, is this how you believe this team can perhaps be better going forward. This is the preferred style of play if Doncaster Rovers to just implement themselves on games. Is this how you want to see it happen?
Yeah, look, we've got to be hard to beat. Repeat myself all the time on this, but we were too easy to play against at times last year and gave away far too many silly goals. You know, we're still early doors and anything can happen in the games we've got coming up, but we're looking really structured without the ball. We're hard to break down, we're hard to play against. And, you know, we've got the technical players like Wellens, Harry Middleton, Coppinger, Forrester. You know, you get Williams, you get Main, you get Tyson to come back in. And we'll always create chances and we'll always play good football. And, you know, it's something we work at tirelessly every day. And it's good to see that a majority of it at the minute that the lads are taking onto the pitch.
The defenders, or most of the defenders that played the other day, we've known a bit about as a Doncaster Rovers players. But McKenzie, how well do you feel he settled in at Wigan?
I thought he was fantastic, considering it was his first game. He didn't have a lot of match time pre-season, to come back into the team. One thing Gary isn't, look, he's a big old unit, but he's very calm and assured on the ball and very aggressive without it. And he's experienced. I thought him and Andy were excellent, you know, because Will Griggs a handful at the best of times. And Gary's got this tendency sometimes to make the game look a little bit easier than what it is through the experience that he's got. He gets us playing from the back, which is another important thing to us. And what we've got to do, not just with him, with Jonah, with Butts, with all of them, is make sure that we keep them fit.
Given the fact that Tyson's going to have a little spell on the sidelines for 6 weeks or so, how big an opportunity is this for Maine, and how big a season is this for Maine from what we've seen so far?
It's a big season for everybody, you know. And when you get somebody like Tyson, who's our top goal scorer last year, missing for what's looking like going to be 6 weeks, you need other people to step up to the plate, you know, and that includes Andy Williams, that includes Curtis, but it includes our other players, our wide players, our midfielders have got to start chipping in with shots on goal and creating chances as well. So Tice will be a miss for us, but Andy's movement is fantastic, like we know, and he's getting better with every game. And there's a slightly different Curtis. You know, we looked at him in training this morning, and when he came on the pitch the other night there on Sunday, and maybe he might have sulked a little bit last year when he'd been left out of the team. But, you know, I've not seen any of that. You know, there's a determination about him to one, get back in the team, and two, when he does stay in it, and he showed us that in training as well.
How pleasing is it to see that perhaps even personal development in him? Because I know he had his injury problems last year, didn't he? But for a player who's come down from a top club for a decent amount of money, we perhaps didn't see the best of him last year.
No, we didn't. We didn't. And I do think he's the injuries and the sort of the makeup of the squad, i.e. Not having a settled squad all the way through the year. You know, there was too many chopping and changes, which had to be done at times. And I think, talking about this new look, Curtis, I think these teammates have got to get a lot of credit as well. And I'll go back to the togetherness and the unity that's in the squad, because they really are. And it's fantastic for me as a manager to see that they really do pull each other through. You know, it would have been easy on Sunday, the last 10, 15 minutes, for one or two to start feel a little bit tired mentally and think, oh, for the 120 minutes, we've still not scored. All these sort of things go through your head as a player. But they really do, the ones in the bench, the ones in the squad, and the ones in the pitch, and they're really pulling each other through at the minute. And we're going to need that, not just for now, but for the next 10 months.
Is that, I wonder, in part down to experience, or is that something that you either have that type of mentality or you don't? Or, I don't know, you tell me.
I think it's a bit of both. You know, we've got some really, really good pros in the team. We've signed some, not just good pros, but good people, which makes a massive difference. And I'll go back to it again, you know, the group, maybe apart from Danny, who's been injured, and Aaron, although he did have a good sort of 2.5-3 weeks with his pre-season, the group's been together. Probably, given the odd day off they've been getting at the minute, but more or less every day since the start of pre-season. And both of them go hand in hand with each other.
So, Southend are the next challenge. What have you made of their start to the year?
They've had decent performances, you know, maybe not. Got the 1 point at Fleetwood, which was a good away point. They were unlucky last week in the Cup against Brighton. You know, they played well, pressed them at their own place. Not the best of the result on Saturday. And, you know, Phil Brown and Brian, as I know, will be looking to them and to get a reaction from them. You know, I've seen Phil's comments that he felt they were a little bit easier to play against. I can guarantee you they won't be easy to play against tomorrow night.
I was going to bring that up, actually. He's been quoted saying, look, they were too open, weren't they? Does that mean that when they come to the Keep Moat Stadium, you think, right, it's, well, to coin the phrase, park the bus for at least the first 20 minutes or so?
I don't know. The one thing Phil is a positive, forward-thinking manager. And he'll want to come here and get that result out of their system. How they do it, I don't know. But it's, you know, we're concentrating on us, how we want to play. Yes, we'll look at the opposition and look at the videos, as we have done today, and show the players tomorrow before the game. But the way we are at the minute and the feeling I've got about the group, but we have to concentrate on us and what we're good at.
It's only three games, but undefeated at this stage. How important is it that you continue to build that platform if you are to sort of realise the ambitions that you've got and justify kind of a side who we think might get in the playoffs this year at least?
Yeah, it was important to start the season well. Look, we would have liked more points on board, and we feel that we deserve more points on board, but not getting beat is a massive factor in that. I believe there's a lot more to come from us. I really do, and I think that'll come the more games we've got, and we've got a lot of games coming up. So, you know, I'm really pleased with them at the minute. Still want to push them. I told them that this morning. Said well done for a good performance, but we go again and we've got to be better. And I can do that with this group now because the mentality is right.